With respect to the names of the book's central protagonists, I follow 16th century usage and call Hernando Cortés just that, although Fernando is more accurate. He was never called Hernán, which is a modern rendering. Cortés is forgivable as an English version that goes back to the mid-16th century. Although I follow conventional Spanish spellings for Spanish personal names and toponyms, for example, Velázquez, I do not put Spanish accents on Nahua ones. For example, Tenochtitlan and Cuauhtémoc have accents in Spanish but not in English. Besides, their pronunciation in Nahuatl is uninflected. As for the emperor of the Aztecs, it was tempting to render his name as accurately as possible, as Moctezuma. But for the ease of the reader, I chose Montezuma. It is a convenient, familiar shorthand, like Aztec, that originated in Spanish, English, and other languages in the late 16th century, perhaps even earlier. An early variant was Moctezuma, the conventional form in modern Spanish, perfectly acceptable in English too. A third person whose name requires some explanation is Malintzin. The original Nahua name of this interpreter to the Cortés-led invasion force or company is unknown, but Spaniards renamed her Marina. The importance of her role gave her a status that justified her soon being given the honorific Tzin in Nahuatl. In Spanish, she received the equivalent, the Doña prefix. As a result, she was variously called Doña Marina, Malintzin, as Nahuas tend to turn an R to an L, and Malinche, a Hispanization of Malintzin. Cortés, Montezuma, and Malintzin are three of the 16 Spanish and Nahua protagonists in the Spanish-Aztec War whose short biographies I have included in the appendix. You may find it helpful to refer to those biographies when Aztecs like Cacama and Cuauhtémoc and conquistadors like Ordaz and Olid appear and then reappear in the chapters to follow. I have also created a kind of family tree, which I have called a dynastic vine, in the appendix, that shows how kinship and marriage tied together the branches of the Aztec royal family in Tenochtitlan and Texcoco, and then tied them to Spanish conquistadors. Prologue. Invention. I say and affirm that what is contained in this book is absolutely true. Bernal Diaz, preface to the 1632 edition of his True History of the Conquest of New Spain. In my poem I have neither wholly followed the truth of the history, nor altogether left it, but have taken all the liberty of a poet to add, alter, or diminish as I thought might best conduce to the beautifying of my work. It being not the business of a poet to represent historical truth, but probability. John Dryden, The Indian Emperor, 1667. I often think it odd that it should be so dull, for a great deal of it must be invention. Jane Austen, 1799 on History. How do we know what happened when the Spaniards invaded the Aztec Empire? The most widely read account of one of the greatest subjects in all history is the gripping narrative of the invasion by Bernal Diaz del Castillo. Diaz has been frequently praised as a foot soldier with extraordinary literary talent. A member of the 1519 expedition into Mexico, this Captain Conquistador was trumpeted in the preface to his book as the original eyewitness to the events he recalled. Diaz billed his book as the True History of the Conquest. Carlos Fuentes, the famous Mexican novelist, canonized it as the true foundation of Latin American fiction. The title page to the first edition of the True History, published in 1632, featured a full portrait of the conquistador who had led that invasion, Hernando Cortés. In the engraving, Cortés presents to the reader a dramatic scene, simply rendered on a shield. In effect, the legendary conqueror opens a window onto the story.